Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. Don't do that.
The Sports Hub.
Can't believe he did that.
Rich. I didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagel Awards.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash, Miss Cash.
Oh!
At 5 to Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, the Bankroll Boys, Dan Lifshitz, Joe Murray, brought to you by Sportsbook Rhode Island at Twin River and Tiverton Casinos. You can now bet on sports anywhere in Rhode Island. Mobile sports betting is now live. Register for your free account now at sportsbetrhodeisland.com. Well, I will tell you this, is that with the VIG, I have spent $4,000. I've given the Bankroll Boys $4,000 to play with. And I am, what am I at right now? I have it here.
So $1,990. And if you want to continue it, you would have went 2-0 last night.
Really?
Yeah. But, right. And the way that you give Fred's picks are the ones that are on the podcast. You just go straight line. Here are the is it like 10 picks or so that you put on the podcast?
Yep. So this week, I think we had 10. Last week, we had 10-3-1 last week.
Yeah, you guys have, once again.
Yeah, I think we have a few more this week, actually. I think we have like 15 or 16.
So they've basically taken $4,000 and turned it into over $2,000.
Well, $6,000.
Well, $2,000 and turned it into almost $2,000. Because you don't give us a different... like a set of money after the first week, you're just rolling it over.
Oh,
so okay.
It's
a good point.
So you've given us nothing. Yeah. You've just made...
You've doubled your money. Yeah. He's doubled his money.
I've doubled my money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very nice.
It's great because you're validating what we're doing, and that's why we want... And we looked it up today. We were number 85 this morning on the charitable count. So whenever we do the show, it spikes. So the TNR bump is real.
Yeah, that's right. The Over Under 98.5 podcast, they've made me a lot of money. So, and over the course of just 2 weeks, so imagine what you could do.
And despite me being behind, I'm well in the black from last year. So, it has been working.
And so, according to Dan, I guess they didn't pay out. So, we're going to take your bet. You won, okay? But I guess Dan said they didn't pay out.
So, none of the online sites paid out.
Oh, really?
None of them.
Even though a credentialed reporter reported that a dildo was thrown onto the field?
They need video evidence, and apparently there is none, not even from the All-22, so they did not pay out.
So somebody looked at the All-22?
The betting company was to check the All-22 for a dildo on the field.
No, I mean, well, what happened was, no. So I was, the batch reporter said it happened, and I said, okay, well, and I messaged the guy online for Dave Mason. I'm kind of friendly with from Bet Online.
Yeah.
And I said, Dave, you know, here's the evidence. He goes, I need video. So I went to the patch reporter. I was like, can you, like, check the All-22 when it comes out?
I get you. You're the one who had somebody check the All-22?
I'm trying to get... Yeah, he told me it hasn't happened yet.
We accepted the bet. You won. I'm not going there.
No, right? You won. It definitely happened. I have no money on it, whatever. I just think it's really funny.
But if Vegas didn't pay... If Vegas didn't pay, your guys are honoring Rich's bet?
Yeah, because it happened.
That, yeah, I mean, it
we
happened.
We don't need video evidence. We can take a credentialed reporter.
So to give you a thing that happened last night, we had the under in the Temple ECU game.
Oh, okay. If a Twitter account was a heart attack, it would be Dan Lifshitz last night.
So at the end of the game, right, ECU scores a touchdown. We had the ECU for the cover. Well, at the end of the game, this guy's trying to go out of bounds and then pitch it. He pitches it. Temple picks it up and scores a touchdown. Time's out. We got moosed, right? They called forward progress, and we won the bet.
And we won both bets. And we had, you had the second half under, I had the under, and ECU.
All three of them would have been wiped out on that play.
All three of them would have been wiped out on one play, but they, because the refs, the refs were a saving grace last night on that last drive.
Were they saving grace?
They were saving grace.
Wait, so I had ECU last night?
You had ECU and he had the under.
Yeah, you went 2-0. You won.
And by the way, you won another bet, which Rich lost on an onside kick that someone took for a touchdown to win with 3 seconds left.
I think I did know that. And we got hosed on the Pats game because of Gus Gowski.
And just last night, the spread was 1.5 last night.
Okay, just put in perspective from like a better standpoint. Now that the Patriots have a different kicker, this game it's not going to matter because they're gonna blow them out. But I mean, how much of a deal is it when you get rid of a guy like Guskowski and you bring in this guy Mike Nugent? In the betting world, is that kind of almost like, I have to think that that's almost everything, having a different kicker like that.
It's probably worth less than a tenth of a point to a spread.
Oh wow!
So
okay,
think about it like this: the bet outside of basically Brady and maybe your best defensive player like Gilmore. The actual sizable amounts of a player is probably like a quarter of a point to a spread to less for, the regular type guys. It isn't factored in.
Okay. To sum it up, though, the kickers have been ruining spreads all year.
Agreed.
Long. Yeah, it's been, and in college too.
I predicted the Guskowski thing. I was like, he's going to miss an extra point. He's going to miss an extra point. Pats win by 6. The world burns. That's what I tweeted. And exactly
a week ago, a week before it even happened.
A week before it happened. Yep, the minute the spread came out.
Unbelievable. All right, so let's
go tonight.
Okay, yeah, let's go tonight.
If people are sitting around tonight, they want something to watch.
I got something so square. I love it.
I figured you could save that because I have something.
Oh, you got something.
I figured you could save that. Joe has something that's on the podcast, so if you want his play, you have to go listen to the podcast. I'm going to give something.
Oh, you can't tease it and not deliver.
Yes, No. That's that is how this works.
I think Dan's is better.
I'm giving something out. Don't worry. This is less square and probably going to win. I feel pretty good about it. UCF Cincinnati tonight. Play a big game. This is a big game for both teams. Probably determines either of them make the conference championship. Under 61 tonight. Everyone seems to love this over. I'm not really sure why. I know that UCF can put up a lot of points in a hurry, but Cincinnati's defense was very good. Held Marshall on the road last week to 14. They're a stingy defense despite their performance versus Ohio State. They should hold UCF to a good amount of points. And again, the spread is only 3.5 or 4 some points in that game. So it should be a relatively close game in that one.
Okay, give me some NFL games that we care about. Like, let's just start with the Patriots. Is it 15 and a half? Is that the latest?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm off right now. I'm not touching the Pats. They struggle second half. So that's another thing. And then Washington, right? I think we talked about it. One of the best second half covering teams when it comes to covering second half bets. So that might be something to look into, is Patriots first half, Redskins second half. But okay, I'm off the spread, even though they should cover it.
Yeah, it depends on who they start. If they start Haskins, that spread's going to get up to 18, 19 points because he looked horrible last week.
He threw like four passes.
Yeah,
like
he's not ready.
He's not ready. And if they start McCoy, which is kind of what I expect at this point, I think that it'll probably be more around the 15, 16. If they start Keenum, it probably dips back down a little bit to 14.5, 15 area. So I think no matter what, the books are going to need the Redskins. It just depends on who's going to start. Because if they start Haskins, I think the Redskins are in serious trouble.
Okay, so let's go on what I think looks like one of the more square bets of the week, and that is Sunday Night Football, the Colts at Chiefs. The Chiefs favored by 11, which to me seems like a pretty big spread for a Colts team that I think is playing okay. I mean, they're Jacoby Brissett's looked all right. Am I wrong in thinking that is a somewhat square play to go with the Colts, the points?
Chiefs win margins at home, 11, 16, 35, 7, 12, 3, 32, 18. So they play great at home. It's kind of hard to fade them.
And the Colts just got blown out by the Raiders at home.
Yeah, they did have a bad week. Yep,
I mean, they didn't have a bad week. They looked horrible last week. They got blown out by the Raiders like 14-0 in the first 2 minutes of the game.
So you take the Chiefs. You're taking the Chiefs. All right.
I'm not playing it, but I would lean Kansas City in that.
You got to wait until Sunday night, when we got to know what you're at, and then do you need a bailout? Do you want to? That's what it comes down to.
So the Bruins started last evening, and if you want to make a you want to make a bet there, a futures bet. What is your opinion? Now, you have here that the over-under in points is 101.5.
What was last year's?
We lost last year's.
I believe it was actually the same. I think it was 101.5.
Yeah. Trying to look it up, yeah, right 101.5 now. 101.5 is no joke. I mean, that's a lot.
We went under. We did a podcast with Ty Anderson here. We did a whole NHL preview. Dan's all over it. But I still think Toronto and Tampa Bay are going to be the better teams. And I know that's the easy thing to say here with Tampa Bay, but I'm going under. It's hard for a team that's gone to the Cup and lost to repeat and do what they did. But, hey, listen, last night they won. It was just one game too late.
Yeah, 107 last year. 112 the year before.
Oh, okay.
Well, they won.
So 101 is considered actually low compared to
those.
And the thing is that this offseason, they did nothing. They did absolutely nothing, and everyone around them got significantly better, in my opinion, which is bad. I actually have Florida finishing ahead of them. I think there's a chance the Bruins miss the playoffs. That's not like a, yeah, there's a lot of people who believe that, too, that the Bruins are in for a lot. If they have any sort of similar injury history that they did as they did last year, they're in trouble because that division is better. I mean, you probably think Montreal is better. Florida's much better. Toronto got better. Tampa Bay is still the best team in the league, probably. I mean, at some point, you're going to start dropping these divisional games that you've won in the past because, you know, the teams are getting better around you. Yeah,
Florida's better. We think Buffalo should be better.
Yep.
Like, the conference is better in general.
All right.
The Stone Cold Lock of the Week. From Jim Murray, Dan Lifshitz.
Joe Murray.
You would think after you've won me this money.
I mean, I'm the one giving
you
the
respect.
Cash.
All right, this is the first time this year I've said Jim Murray just off the top of my head. Joe Murray, Dan Lifshitz, 98.5 Over Under Podcast. The Stone Cold Lock of the Week is brought to you by the Sportsbook Rhode Island at Twin River and Tiverton Casino Hotels.
All right. What do you got?
I saved one. If you don't want to give one,
I'm going to give one. You're going to call it crazy. Rich, you got to jump on this one. You ready?
All right.
The Minnesota Vikings -4.5 at the New York Giants. Call me crazy. Minnesota stinks. They're an awful football team, but they're 23-9 against the spread off a loss since 2014. They're going to beat Danny Dimes.
I don't trust Kirk Cousins.
And it's not against the winning team.
I just don't want to get in, the Giants might be a winning team with Dimes. I just don't want to get in front of the Dimes train. That's all. That's the thing that scares me. But
what is the Dimes train?
Danny Jones. They call Daniel Jones Danny Dimes.
They call him Danny Dimes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He throws Dimes.
And trust me, no one's going to touch Minnesota this week. Like, that's the thing.
That's where your money deserves to go.
I think everyone's going to be on Minnesota this week. It's just the Republican team.
The Giants are at home, though. Is everybody riding the train right now?
Everyone likes Minnesota.
So you like Minnesota with the 4 points?
I do. And there's one other thing I think
even
that's
with
really
Stephon Diggs with his hood over his mouth yesterday saying that there's truth to every rumor, and it looked like he had a cold.
Maybe
or something.
Maybe Cousins
like
will feel the pressure to have a high five party.
There's one other one that's really square, like really square.
Do not take this.
It's the London game.
London games are so, aren't they like the worst games to bet on?
Yes, the Raiders are part of this. Don't do it.
Favorites in the under. Chicago is right now -4.5. I love Chicago.
It opened at 7. Every single sharp bet in the world, except for Joe Murray, is on the Raiders. Except for Joe.
Record's pretty good though. It's hard to go against. And listen, no one's betting these games. That's why I win money. Everyone stays away from these things, and I'm all over it.
put your money down, Rich.
His record is impeccable.
I mean, Bert's here. We've taken Ohio State every single week.
Okay.
Is someone going to fade Ohio State? They're not going to.
Just give me a degenerate special.
I have one for you. It's not a degenerate special, but I saved for this. Baltimore-Pittsburgh. I think both these defenses are better than they've shown in the past few weeks. Divisional games usually equal field goals and lower points. That's usually what happens, except when you get two high-scoring teams like last night. We talked about that. But I actually like the under 44.5 in Baltimore-Pittsburgh. Total open at 42.5, which should really tell you all you really need to know. They expect a low-scoring game. Baltimore is going to – I think Baltimore is going to destroy the Steelers this week. Joe likes the Steelers.
I'm on the other side.
I think Baltimore probably blows them out by 30. I'm going to be taking all sorts of extra action on that. I think the under 44.5 is a very good play. I think divisional game, usually these games teams beat the hell out of each other. So.
I can't put my money on Kirk Cousins, and I can't put my money on a London game when John Gruden is involved. So I'm going to take the under on the Ravens Steelers game.
There he goes. And I want to throw this one at you, Fred. Oh, how much are you going to put down?
What am I at? Minus 700. No. If I was going to do thousands, I would sprinkle it like you do.
Well, you can't.
Since I'm only doing one game, I'll put, what am I, 700 in the hole? Let's go 300. Let's work our way up.
Let's do it. Wow.
300 on the under.
And I do want to give you one more. I'm not going to bet this one, but the Jets are, what are they, 13.5?
Yeah.
Underdogs?
Yep.
The Eagles are not good at home after a big win. I circled it. I'm looking at it. And if you like the Jets, and listen, I'm not kidding.
What does Sam Darnold mean to you in that game? Anything?
Is he even going to play?
He's not going to play.
Well, that's the point.
He's not going to play? They've ruled him out?
So as of yesterday, Bert's here, so he would know. But as of yesterday, it sounded like he was out.
He doesn't know what his spleen's going
to
do.
Yeah, they said they have to look at his spleen.
But who does? Mono is no joke.
I've had it. It's terrible.
They've made me $2,000 in 2 weeks. They were 10-3-1 yesterday for me. Those are podcast plays. Over under 98.5 podcast. Harry Murray and Dan Lifschitz. Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz, thank you as always. Listen to the podcast. Follow what they say. You can be like me. And you can buy a first class ticket somewhere. $2,000, you get a first class ticket somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll be back. Bert Breer in studio.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub.
Don't do that.
The Sports Hub.
I can't believe he did that.
Rich.
I didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagel Awards.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the other.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the Chest.
Oh!
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Like to watch?
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Right now, it's showtime at PJ's. How about a great big round of applause?
98.5 The Sports Hub. Bert Breer is a senior NFL reporter and lead content strategist for MMQB. He's brought to you this morning by New England Fat Loss. Find out more at newenglandfatloss.com. He has survived yesterday. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's not a fun day.
I mean, I've never been through one of those. I've avoided.
What happened is Sports Illustrated got rid of a lot of staff.
Yeah. Half.
Yeah. And I don't think it was quite half, but our business, I mean, this has become so, like, I hate to use the term normal, but you've seen it happen so many different places. I've been lucky in that I've avoided ever being a part of one of these.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, not through any of my own doing. It's just, I just never happened to be, like, you know, a part of a company while it was going on. And yeah, it's tough. It was a really weird day.
All right. So onto the positive. All right. Stephon Diggs is how old is he? 23 or something?
25.
Yeah. I love 25-year-olds.
Can we just play like the quick clip of him yesterday? So Stephon Diggs. Now he's somebody who did not show up to practice the other day. They said he wasn't sick. And yesterday he spoke to the press. Now, you have to understand, I mentioned this kind of last break. He's got, like, his hood up over his head, and it's zipped up over his mouth. It's a very weird way to interview someone.
It's like a child when they, yeah. You know, like, remember the movie Big Daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The kid had to put on sunglasses, so he thought he was invisible.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't remember that part of the movie.
No, that was a huge thing in the movie.
Okay, I just only saw it once. But here's
it's on TV every other day.
here's Stephon Diggs, you know, obviously acting a lot like the kid from Big Daddy, answering questions about why he wasn't there, and it was weird.
There's been reports that you're dissatisfied with the offense.
I mean, I haven't had any interviews where as though I've stated my emotions on how I feel, whatever state I was in. So I can't sit up here and act like everything is okay, because it's obviously not. But what I can say is, at this point, just trying to work through it.
You know, there's been speculation and stuff that you might want to be traded.
Speculation?
Do you want to be traded?
Is along with rumors and all that?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like there's truth to all rumors. You know, and no matter how you dress it up,
like in general,
I won't be saying nothing on it. I won't be speaking on it at all. But there's truth to all rumors, I guess.
I mean, that's right. Awesome. And
that was the first piece of it that I actually saw come out from the press conference. And the first thing I thought was, in general,
Well, Richard Deere's in trouble then.
Rod Stewart has had a lot of pumping. All right, so okay. First of all, if only they would have paid him. But I can see being so dissatisfied. I would be like,
well, that was
cool.
A long time ago. That was like last summer.
I know. If I'm him, I'm so happy I'm not getting thrown the ball. I'll play forever.
Like, good point.
That's like the Mike Flynn way of thinking of it. Great. Don't throw me the ball. All right. So, you know, every time they hear Stephon Diggs around here being upset, everyone gets aroused and thinks that he's coming to the Patriots.
They just saw what happened at the beginning of the season.
So you don't have to qualify it. I mean, but people get excited. So Antonio Brown, they didn't have to do anything but pay him, and that was a mistake. So if they sign Stephon Diggs to that contract, they're 2-2. I mean, they can't give up on the season. And first of all, can he force his way out of town? Second of all, if he does, he's got a huge cap number. How do the Patriots manage that? And do you think that they would be the team that goes after him the hardest?
I look at their cap situation, and yes, these things are workable, right? Like,
right.
Yes, you can make this. You could move some money around. You could restructure some guys. So there'd be ways to get there. They've got less than $2 million in cap space. That is, I mean, you'd have to talk to clear. Now, I'm looking at his contract now. You know, I know a lot of people have thrown around the $12 million cap number. That's not really how it works. He's actually making his base is about $9 million.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of like pro money that was prorated from the bonuses and everything else.
Okay.
And so you'd be talking about a percentage of the $9 million that you'd be responsible for. But that would still probably be, at this point, you'd be taking on maybe $6 million on the cap, right? Here's the other issue. If you put him on the roster right now, his average salary, like average per year, and you know the locker room, keep scoring this, right?
Yep.
$14.4 million. Do you know where that would put him in the Patriots hierarchy?
number three?
Two.
Okay.
Behind Brady.
Okay.
Okay. So they're always cognizant of those things. They're always cognizant of how one guy fits the other. And like Gronk, he made less for how long here, right? Yeah. Like Edelman, he made, and that's why it like surprised me with Antonio Brown, like that they paid, that they were willing to go that far with him, because it's like, if you're Julian Edelman, what are you thinking about that? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you've taken less for how long?
Yeah.
And it's always sort of been, you know, it's always positioned to these guys like it's for the greater good. So, and Stephon Diggs is not the talent that Antonio Brown is. He's a really good player, but he's not the talent that Antonio Brown is. And so there's that part of it. I just don't know. Like to me, it's like, so you're going to give up a premium draft pick.
Yeah.
You're going to blow up this like structure of your salaries in the locker room. So you could create a bigger problem there. Maybe even with defensive guys who, like, there are a lot of guys on that side of the ball who probably would deem themselves a little underpaid. I don't know, man. I mean, it just seems to me like Emmanuel Sanders, somebody like that would be, if you were looking for help at receiver, would be more along the lines of what they've typically done. I'm not saying Stephon Diggs wouldn't make sense, because he's he'd potentially be a long-term answer.
Right.
It just doesn't fit what they've done in the past.
Okay. I love Sanders, too.
Okay. Yeah, well, he's really old. All right, so, and he hasn't been great this year. He hasn't done much. But anyway, would Minnesota get rid of him?
That's the other part of it.
Yeah.
They have no depth at receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Chad Beebe was their third receiver, right?
Yeah.
That's Don Beebe's kid.
I was going to make a joke that that's Don Beebe's kid.
No, it is. It's Don Beebe's kid. He's hurt now, but he had won their third receiver spot.
Did he get hurt going over the middle and taking a shot because he was willing?
Probably.
Yeah. Scrappy white slot receiver.
Yeah. I was thinking Don Beebe was the guy with the oversized helmet, but that was actually Mark Kelso. Remember the big pad on the helmet?
That had the great Gazoo helmet. Yeah.
Yeah. So they don't have any depth. They had to bring Laquan Treadwell, who they cut over the summer, back. And I know some people will look at it and say, well, you know, like, what if they get, like, everyone's available at some level. So you throw whatever at the Vikings, maybe they would do it. But, like, they don't have any depth at receiver. They're struggling to throw the ball at all right now.
Mm-hmm.
They've obviously built this around the running game and the defense. Is Mike Zimmer in his 60s? Rick Spielman, who's been there for over a decade, like, are those guys going to suddenly say, oh, no, with all of these guys in our prime, like, they've got so many players who are in the middle of their prime.
Yeah.
Like, the clock's ticking. A year and a half left on Kirk Cousins' contract. Like, what do you do there? There's just, if, like I don't know where, like selling off a part, unless he goes way off the reservation and leaves you with no other choice. I don't see where it would make sense for the Vikings either, particularly because from their standpoint, they've already paid a big signing bonus.
Mm-hmm.
They have him for like for this year alone, like his cash take this year is a little over $9 million. Like, I don't know why you would, like, it just doesn't make any sense if you're the Vikings, unless either A, the player makes it so difficult.
Yeah.
He leaves you no choice, and I don't think it's at that point yet. Or B, someone rolls in with like a Laramie Tunsil offer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not sure either of those things are going to happen.
All right, so we will be back more with Bert Breer here at the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Sure and Rich, 98.5 The Sports.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub. Boston's home for sports. Let's go!
Yo, 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 check. Look, chickity check it, brought the soul back to the home team. Motown, why can't you see my team is supreme? Diana, welcome to the solar system of the forces. You running in a circle, we just chewing on your orbit.
Forfeit, fork it over. Heimlich maneuver, me and my. And make the cut like we you, how you boost a future brighter than whatever you could imagine. Imagine the forces with you, running the red like arachnids. Tarantula, say legged, gargantuous animal, cause the maximum damage from a slug and an animal.
While we be focused on ourselves,
98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Burt Breer from MMQB is here. So, the big news yesterday was that Mike Nugent is the new kicker. They didn't take the guy from YouTube that did the Dude Perfect stuff.
The 80-yarders that he was nailing?
And, or like the, hey, look at me, I can juggle the ball.
Which I would have loved to have. As I said, if you're going to bust out a dude, do it when you're playing the Redskins. And you're going to be up by, you know, double digits plus just to see if he can do it. Yeah,
gotta cover. That's a big spread.
That is a big spread.
Gotta cover that spread.
You can maybe like just screw up a third down on purpose, like get it on the hash. Okay.
Well, okay, buddy. I used the example of having Flutie do the drop kick just because he wanted to. Like, he's like, that's a neat play.
I'll tell you what is going to be an ugly scene there for the Redskins on Sunday. Yeah. Think about it. Like, 0-4 coming off of that just dreadful. Show on national TV a couple weeks ago. Against
some of the worst coaching I've ever seen.
Like,
ever.
And then they come back last week against the Giants, division rival. Their rookie quarterback goes in there and throws three picks, right? Mm-hmm. Not all of them on him, but he throws three picks. And now they're coming back home. They're in D.C., where how many Boston people live down there? Like, and so...
They still don't know who the quarterbacks, or maybe they do know, but Gruden is saying that they do not.
Here's what's amazing. So we're working on some Redskins stuff for at our site, right? And so one of the things we were doing was we were in our meeting. We were looking on StubHub at like ticket prices and everything else, right? So they play the Jets, I think, in late November. You can go on StubHub and you can get tickets for like $3, right? Patriots tickets, it's like 150. That's all the Boston
fans,
people.
Big traveling
that is
fans.
All the Boston people. Sure. I mean, so think about the scene in Washington on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Like the fans there, they hate the owner. They have no trust in the football people. And like now you've got like this juggernaut coming down that's bringing all its fans with him.
All right, Bert. Awesome. Will Brinson was on, and I don't know if he was being sarcastic or if it was true. He said Dan Snyder came down and had the Redskins take Dwayne Haskins because Dwayne Haskins played high school football with Dan Snyder's son.
I don't think so. There's truth in – there was some split opinion in the building between Dwayne Haskins and Daniel Jones, and obviously Daniel Jones wasn't available to them at 15, so that point was moot. So that debate never really had to happen between the two. I do think Haskins had some support in the building, and I think it becomes one of those things where, it was like this with Johnny in Cleveland too, right? When the Browns wound up taking Johnny Manziel, it's like people know what's going to please the boss, right? People know. I don't think Dan Snyder forced anyone to take Dwayne Haskins. My sense of it was just like in Cleveland where. In Cleveland in 2014, Ray Farmer and those guys knew the owner wanted Johnny Manziel. And so NFL is sort of a self-preservation society. It's close. What are we going to do? All right, let's take Johnny Manziel. And I think it was the same sort of thing here where it was like, okay, like we've got two first-round picks. Yeah, they wound up taking moving up and getting a second first round pick and taking Montez Sweat, who they would have taken at 15 anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, all right, like I think part of this was they like the player, maybe they don't love him as a first round pick. And of course, it makes the owner pretty happy to have a guy who's a local kid who happened to go to high school with his
son. All right. So you followed Haskins obviously very closely. Do you think he's gonna be a good pro quarterback?
I think he's got the ability to be, yeah. I mean the way he grew last year over the course of the year was pretty impressive. He's sharp. I think it's going to come down to, it's going to come down to how he handles himself as a pro because he's got the arm talent.
Mm-hmm.
He can put the ball wherever he wants to put it.
Because he was a prick after the game.
Yeah, like it's all going to come down to what sort of pro he is. Like, is he going to put in all of the work? And he did his last year at Ohio State, and you saw how it benefited him. Mm-hmm. You know, he's now close to home. He's got a lot of family, friends, all of that around him. And, you know, I think a lot of it's going to boil down to if he works at the level that, you know, the top NFL quarterbacks work at, he's got the head for it. He's got physical ability. He's not the greatest athlete. I think we all know that.
Yeah.
Despite what might have been said on ESPN. You know, I think he can be a really, really good player. It's just, you know, again, a matter of all the things around him and then how much he puts into it.
All right. Let's take a break. And we come back. We'll finish things up with Mr. Burt Breer. And then at 8 o'clock, we explore a phenomenon that does not deserve to exist. We'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline. MA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Clap your hands, everybody! 98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Now, Rich, we're here with the Burt Breer from MMQB.
And there was something that happened before last week's Bills game that I'm still kind of fascinated by because it involves somebody that I didn't know worked with the Patriots. So before the game started, there was the video of Sean McDermott, coach of the Bills, getting visibly upset with what was originally called two Patriot staffers who were standing on the field and doing something, like watching something that everyone else who's at the stadium could have seen.
Maybe getting some footage.
Yeah, maybe. Whatever it was, I found it to be very strange that he was freaking out as much as he was. But then we learned that one of the staffers, they say, is Bill Belichick's son. I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe it was Steve Belichick.
Nope.
But it's not. It's another
Brian
Belichick. Okay, why was he so pissed? Why was McDermott so pissed? Because it's something that, as I said, anyone who's there could have seen what they were looking at, more than likely. And B, like, what's this Belichick do for the team?
Well, he's a low-level assistant.
He makes sure no one sees him in the tub.
But he's supposed to be, I mean, he is supposed to be really sharp. Like, the youngest one has always been the one that's like...
He's the
like
Cooper Manning.
He's kind of got Bill, okay. Got Bill's, like, head for the game and all that different stuff.
All right.
What was he doing over there?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think McDermott knew either. That's probably why he was so upset.
But he lost his mind. And I'm like, does he not see Ernie Adams every warm-up just standing there with his arms crossed staring at him? I mean, is there some sort of, what's the word?
Code?
Code where you're not.
You're not supposed to go over to the other team's warm-ups? Well, you guys know how, like, so it's so funny because it's the same thing as, like, you see in high school football. You know, like. Like in high school football, like so during warm-ups, all the backups line up in like that straight line so like the other team's coaches can't see what's going on when they're warming up. Well, like if you watch an NFL game, like they're still doing it in the NFL. Like there's still that like line.
There's cameras everywhere. Yeah,
there's cameras everywhere. There's like 45,000 of the 80,000 people in the stands can see clearly what's going on over there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that line is still there. And so it was like the first thing I thought of was like oh, they just like wandered around the line and they're just hanging out over there on McDermott's side and got pissed.
All right,
I
would think that if you're a smart coach, yeah, you probably have to keep your wits about you no matter what. But it just kind of made me think there's still this perception out there that the Patriots are going to do everything they can to get every single little advantage, even if it's not quite on the up and up. Is that true from the people you talk
to? That's always been the case, though. I mean, that goes back pre-Spygate. Like, there was that sort of paranoia, like, as long as I've been around the team, like, 05, 06, like, you always heard rumor about this, or rumor about that before Spygate.
Yeah.
So there's always been that, oh, they have all the answers to the test, huh? Interesting.
Yeah.
Like, that sort of thing, you know? So I don't think that's not new. That's been there.
Well, what teams did you know have taken the most extreme measures to making sure that when they play the Patriots, there aren't certain liberties that are done? I've heard of, you know, like
the Colts back in the day when Polian was there were psychotic about it. Like, if I remember right, I remember hearing a story about how their security people would come in and do, like, the day before, like Saturday, when they walked through, they would do like a sweep of the locker room.
Yes. I've heard that.
Make sure there's no cameras.
Like a CIA style.
No, like no
sweep.
Bugging the devices.
Like, so you hear stuff like that. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you say in the locker room was another one. Look, it's football.
Has anyone ever been busted like bugging a locker room, though? Like, that you know of?
Greg Brady stole the playbook.
That's right.
Well, there were people who were, like, digging through trash, right, for, like, playbooks and things like that. Eddie Money. Rest in peace, Eddie Money.
I'm dead. Yeah.
Yeah, I know you're dead.
Yeah, those stories are all out there. Those stories have been, I mean, they're, the story about filming the Rams walkthrough, right?
Yeah.
Which they weren't found guilty of filming the walkthrough before everybody goes crazy on my Twitter. But the story that they filmed the walkthrough was out there in like 05 and 06. Like, that sort of circulated. I mean, it was part of the NFL rumor mill. Like, hey, did you know that they taped the walkthrough before the Rams game? And that's why they saw everything that was coming.
Yeah.
And so that sort of thing, like, those rumors have been around forever. And a lot of them post-Spygate wound up getting out there.
All right, real quick, a couple of words about Dan Snyder. We were talking a little bit about this off the air. Well, I don't know if you could do a couple of words about Dan Snyder. He is, by all accounts, the worst owner in the National Football League. If I remember correctly, he used to charge fans to go to joint practices or charge them for parking or something like that.
Well, No. That was a great story because there's the 1 year, like, now NFL teams had never charged people to go to training camp, and he had just bought the team, and so it was like, well, why don't they charge people to go to training camp? So then he charges them $10 to get into training camp. Whatever. Well, what he didn't realize at the time was that if you charge people to get in, then other teams can show up too. Like, if it's free, other teams are allowed to show up. But if you're charging admission, so a bunch of teams send scouts to their training camp practices.
That's great.
I mean, you guys have heard the parking lot story, right?
Which one? No.
Like how he worked like hell in Landover, Maryland to get, like, their city ordinance. Like, they have this thing put in, like, it was like a safety ordinance in the city of Maryland, right?
Yeah.
And it was that on game days, you can't cross the street because it's unsafe to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason why he did that was because all these satellite lots were on one side of the street. The stadium was on the other side of the street.
He wanted all the money.
So he wanted to force all the cars. If you parked at the McDonald's across the street, like because of that city ordinance, you couldn't cross the street. So you couldn't go to the game.
Okay, so you know a bunch of people who work in media and cover that team. And you know, we always laugh about if you're covering Bill Belichick, you know, it sucks. You're trying to get blood from a turnip. He doesn't give you much, and that's got to be. But I can't think it's got to be so much easier working for covering the Patriots than it is the Redskins, because he will try to get you fired, will he not? People don't know he bought the radio station that covered the Redskins.
Hired Jason Reed from the Washington Post, then tried to fire.
People wouldn't talk bad about the Redskins. What do you know about the experiences that people have had? Because it's got to be a nightmare to work.
It is covering that team is. See, there are, like, every one of these is different. Like, the two teams I covered on beats, and you know this, Rich, because you were down there, as polar opposite as it gets.
Dallas Cowboys,
The Patriots are challenging because it's hard to get information. Covering the Cowboys was challenging in the other way when I was there, because I was there when Wade Phillips was the coach, where it was just the Wild West.
Yeah.
And your head had to be on a swivel every time you walked into the locker room, and it was super, super competitive because of that. So covering a team like the Redskins, the challenge is that there's bombs going off all over the place. You know what I mean? Like, and it's like when you cover a team like the Browns or the Redskins, it's all right. Now I got to deal with a coach search. Now I got to deal with a quarterback change. Now I got to deal with this guy or that guy getting fired. And there's this scandal that's going on inside the building. And yeah, I mean, it's, I mean,
are these writers getting calls from Dan Snyder, like yelling at them?
No, because he doesn't communicate directly with the media very much at all.
But does he have a lackey?
He has henchmen. Yeah,
okay, and they will call you if you write a negative piece.
I mean, they carry out their revenge. I actually appreciate that. If I have something wrong, right, and someone's going to call me directly, like that's what I want, right? If you have any issue with me, I want to make myself available to all the people I cover. And if you have a problem with something that I say or do, I want you to call me.
But there's a difference between telling you what you did wrong and threatening you with your job.
What's not cool is what Snyder's been known to do, which is like to not contact those people, to just carry out revenge in different ways.
How?
Well, I mean, the Jason Reed thing was the best example of that, you know, but it's... I mean, look, it's just the media can be the enemy of the state in some of these places. I will say that, you know, they had a PR guy who just left, a guy named Tony Wiley, who did a really good job of sort of
calming him down,
normalizing the relationship between the team and the media. And he had come from the Texans, and he's been there through some crazy stuff now. Like, he was there from, you know, the beginning of Shanahan until a few weeks ago. And so he did a good job of just sort of smoothing out the relationship where it wasn't just so adversarial. It'll be interesting to see where it goes now.
Well, real quick, where are the Patriots on the scale of teams whose ownership and management, like, get angry with the press as opposed to everyone else? Like, there's the worst, which would be
I have more intimate knowledge with the Patriots and the Cowboys than anybody else. And they were different in that I think the Patriots would get sensitive about certain things. The Cowboys just liked attention. Like, so
you don't say with their right. owner, like, Jerry.
Like, so, you know, like there'd be a negative story about it. About that's JERRYJONES.
Right. All right.
Well, I mean, so, great. But I would say, like, there are some owners that, like, there are some owners that are very, very engaged. Yeah. And those owners are typically the ones that are more sensitive. So it's like the double edged sword. It's like they're very engaged. They'll, you know, a lot of times they'll be more available to you because of that.
Yeah.
They care deeply about what goes on in their teams, and naturally they're going to be a little bit more sensitive to it. And I would put the Patriots in that category. There are other teams where owners are less engaged, and so they're less sensitive to some of the things that are said about their team
mm-hmm.
until it becomes personally about them. And I think when it becomes personally about the owner himself.
Mark Davis ever call you?
They're all over the
Mark Davis ever call you?
Hey,
I'm not sure Mark pays much attention. Yeah.
Get me Alpha 246.
6'5", 9er.
Breaker 19. Walks mom, your boobs aren't working. All right. Very good. Honk honk.
Is that Walt's mom?
Yep. Squeeze, squeeze. Honk, honk.
It's not very nice to do that right in front of Wallach.
You ever see Anchorman? I just want to take that hot and he put some barbecue sauce on it.
Oh, God.
All right. Bert Breer from MMQB, thank you so much. I'm glad you survived the layoffs. There will be no commercials here, just the headlines, and we will talk about the most annoying thing going on in sports right now.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.